David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalevian. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. Her name is Darwin, and she is a thought leader. She's an amazing individual, and she wants to talk about happiness and how the divine is related to true happiness in our lives. And she has a lot to say about that, and she's going to teach us things that will bring happiness into our lives, into our hearts, and into our soul. So, you know, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. I am really excited, you know, that you're on today. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Absolutely. So I'm part of a nonprofit organization. It's called Divine Connection International. And what we're doing with this organization is we are scientifically, it's based on the pioneering research of my husband, who is my guru, right? And he led me through my own spiritual awakening, but he is the pioneer and the source of all of this. He started off with this need to validate, to prove the existence of the divine and to prove enlightened consciousness and what enlightenment is capable in all of our lives. Because he had seen so many people, right? So many times scientists reject or deny what's capable in terms of, you know, spirituality and religion and these wonderful experiences that we have that are subjective, but science has not been able to tangibly and empirically prove it. And so for the first time, you know, our organization is, you know, using all of our resources and all of this incredible scientific research, right? Over 6,000 science studies and 670 peer-reviewed science publications to scientifically test and validate the capabilities of enlightenment and how enlightenment has a dramatic effect on our quality of life, on the human condition, and not only that, but on, you know, living organisms and non-living materials as well. It extends even far beyond humans to things like plants and trees and animals, bacteria, viruses, and fungi, and then metals, ceramics, polymers, things that you would think that without a psychology, it would have no impact on. But this shows just how inherent that this consciousness, this presence is to all of life, that it is the foundation of life itself. And when you can change that, you can change life.
Right. It's so true. You know, they've done many studies also where they studied our inner energy and our chakras, and they did specific tests to show positive people versus negative people. And they showed through physics, you know, they would have, they had a machine and they used like sand grains and they would have to blow into it. And they showed that when people were more positive, the grains were more aligned into shapes. And the people who were negative that had trauma in their life, the sand was scattered throughout the platelet of the instrument. And it was very interesting, but people don't realize that, you know, when we talk about spirituality and we talk about divine and we get really deep into it, is there's more than just, it's, you know, some people say, oh, it's a woo-woo, you know, this or that, you know, you got skeptical people, but there's plenty of science to back it up. There's plenty of science to show that spirituality does exist, and it exists within us, and it exists around us, and it plays a big role in our lives, how we think, how we feel, how we react to things, you know, how we're able to connect with the world around us. And, you know, when it comes to happiness, you know, how does the divine play a role in how we feel in when it comes to happiness?
So we often like to seek happiness in our external environment or in things outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we're often looking for happiness in other people, in circumstances, in the fulfillment of our own desires. And we lose sight of this divine presence, which is, it's really part of our own awareness. It's our own soul. It's our own presence within us. And this is what I experienced as a child, is that I had this inherently deep connection with God. And it was during those moments where, like, even in the greatest pain and suffering that I felt in my life, it was when I withdrew to that presence and I touched upon it, I connected to it, that I truly found reprieve, that I truly found peace. And it wasn't because my circumstances outside of myself changed. It wasn't because, a relationship came through or something else happened. It was simply because this presence I was able to connect with, and that gave me this peace, this love, this just joy that was unexplainable and impossible to attribute with anything else in my life. And it was from that place, from that peace and that stillness within, that miraculously everything else in my life just kind of, reorganized itself. It recreated itself, and it just made things work out for me. It's just that's what caused things to change, is when I connected with that divine presence. It wasn't because I forced everything else in my life. I didn't try to control my life. I just tried to connect.
Right.
I tried to develop that love and that place of being with the divine. And from that place, my life took care of itself. And that was my experience. And I had wonderful, incredible moments of great love and joy and bliss. And my problem was I had this, incredible longing, because the more I had these wonderful experiences that, was a direct experience with divine. It wasn't a concept that I had that came from religion or spirituality, even though I had a lot of experiences with both. It didn't come from that place. This knowledge, this experience with divine came directly from communion with that presence within me
Yes.
that I felt in life. And so it was my desire to connect with that that truly guided and was at the forefront of my entire life. I wanted nothing else but to have that greater love, that greater peace, because I felt its potency, its power over my life. And my whole search, my whole purpose was to find that, to connect with that. And that was, the greatest trial, the greatest suffering, and the greatest joys of my life was to do that. And that's what led me to my husband.
Wow, that's an amazing story. There's so many people out there that want to be able to connect. They just don't know how. And they search for something better in their life. And they know that they're missing something in their life, or something is blocked within them, but they don't know how to connect. For people who are searching for that happiness, for searching for that connection, what are some things that you would suggest, to get people on the right path to begin their journey and connect within themselves, so they can connect with God and they can connect with the divine and be able to live a life that is, of happiness and joy and, and have that inner happiness when they wake up in the morning. They feel a purpose, they feel that energy, they feel, that there is something out there that's, that is needed to be, that needs their help and so forth like that. How do you make that connection?
So I truly am a strong believer that everything is already inbuilt, right? When you look at the physical body and what it's capable of doing, when you look at life, life really takes care of itself.
Yes.
When we're in this, mode of trying to achieve wellness or trying to, achieve personal development and transformation, we get really stuck in processes. We
Yes.
get so stuck, we become almost intoxicated by it that we deny ourselves any outcome in our lives. And the processes become our whole focus, and we lose sight. And it's the process itself, because we're so disconnected from this presence. The process itself makes us feel something, because at least it's something different than what that numbness we've been feeling all of our lives. And
Right.
so we think something's happening when in reality, nothing is happening.
Right.
And so when you look at our scientific research from Divine Connection, and you're looking at, what we're able to affect in plants and trees and crops, right? In changing people's, mental and emotional health, over 130 blood parameters in clinical trials, right? When we're able to affect changes on bacteria and viruses, right? When we're able to change cancer cells into non-cancer cells, right? All these different things show that, right, there's no process that these things follow.
Right.
There is absolutely no trick or technique that these things apply to make that happen, right? A metal, a polymer, a chemical, right? That has no inherent belief system or no trick or no methodology that it follows to be able to harness that greater level of consciousness and to ultimately, produce greater yield, right? When we're talking about crops or greater immunity, right? All of these things are unprecedented with our scientific research, and all we're doing is raising that consciousness. So the question is, how do we raise consciousness if it's something that's inherent and inbuilt? It's kind of like your body knows, right, when you get a cut, it knows how to heal itself. And we like to think that our minds are not capable of healing themselves, that somehow we have to force it. We have to do a lot of work on our part to heal our mind. When in reality, the mind is fully capable of doing that on our behalves, just like the body is. It's one organic being. And so the whole problem is a lot of people, they're like doing everything they can. And you know when something's good for you, and you know when something brings up your vibration, right? You know, like when working out or eating a healthy diet or cleaning your home, or you know how certain people around you, right? They either bring your energy up or bring your energy levels down, right? And so you kind of engage with life and you lead your life in that way, and you're meditating and you're doing absolutely everything you can, and yet you're not able to truly manifest transformation in your life. You're not quite there yet. You're just still like a hair's, length away of achieving or manifesting something that you want in your life. And what is really happening is, so imagine you have this diamond, this divine presence within you, and everybody has that from birth. It is your very soul. You cannot be alive without it. And so this divine presence, it's like through our experiences of life, through the traumas we feel, through, our strong emotions, our thoughts, the perceptions, the value systems that are put on us by other people, all of these things create like a layer, right? A coating around this diamond where we become clogged from being able to truly feel and connect. And it's from that connection, like I experienced in my life, where miracles happen, where manifestation occurs, where healing happens, where good health and happiness, all of those things come from that presence. So when we're doing these practices and we're not achieving a real outcome, it's just that we're doing the practice and we're not actually connecting. It's like we get so focused on the finger pointing to the moon that we're not even looking at the moon anymore. We're just focused on the finger and we're wondering, why can't we see the moon?
Yes, that's so true. That is so true. Now, when you practice connecting with the divine, do you suggest maybe meditation is a great way to clear your mind and to strengthen your connection? Is there certain things that can be done that we can do in our homes, little exercises that could help us really open our mind and open ourselves to a better way of thinking, reacting, living? And so forth.
So there's this concept in science of purity, right? Or we can say of being able to, like when you take an iron bar, for example, and you look at scientifically the atoms, right, that compose an iron bar versus a magnetic iron bar, you see the difference between the two. A typical iron bar, the atoms are kind of all over the place. They're kind of chaotically organized. And then a magnetic iron bar, the atoms are all in perfect alignment. They are completely disciplined, so to speak. And through that discipline, it creates a space, a vacuum. And through that vacuum, right, this magnetic iron bar, right? This normal iron bar becomes magnetic. It's now able to harness this magnetic energy that already exists in the environment. It's not creating magnetic energy, it's just harnessing something that's already there, right? And so similarly, there are these inherent qualities that are existent to pure consciousness, which is the divine. And when you actually look at the divine, you see that, all the things that religion and spirituality says about God, right? God is love, God is compassion, God is, good being. Like there's so many qualities that we attribute to God because those who have felt and experienced God have spread that message that this is what God is all about. This is what it feels like to connect with God.
Yeah.
And so there are the true way in which we connect is by completely disciplining and aligning ourselves with these divine principles and fundamentals. And when we do that, when we live our lives according to this, in accordance with the morality of divine, these ethics, this sense of purity and innocence like a child, right? This in doing so, it connects us to that presence. It naturally and inherently does that for us. This innocent yearning for God, this authenticity, this honesty, this sense of integrity, right? This is what truly connects us. And on top of that, there are a lot of people who simply just need help because there's so much clogging or blocking that diamond, that inner light from shining forth and creating, because this divine presence, this consciousness, it's self-effulgent. It takes care of itself. It is sustained by its own light. So you really don't need anything else. This light takes care of your life. It takes care of everything. It wants everything for your happiness. It wants you to have everything. And so, but you have to, it's like, you have to follow, right, the nature of divine within your own heart and your own being. And some people need help. And that's why the enlightened are here. When you have somebody who is already established in that presence, who's already connected, right? They have this light that's already shining through them. They have this magnitude, right? This magnetic energy, right? This divine power. And through that divine power, right, that's what connects all of us together. That's what's inherent in everyone. And so that divine presence can empower the soul, the presence of other people. And it can connect you immediately with that presence. And in doing so, it can kind of melt away those layers that are coating that presence. So we can feel our own souls again. We can feel our own heart and navigate our lives around that so that we can always connect with truth in every moment and align ourselves with what is for our greatest good. Listen to the soul and what the soul is telling you, what direction you need to take in your life, because the soul knows.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
That's so true. Now you talk about principles. What are some of the principles that really play a deep role in our level of happiness and our level of connecting with the divine?
So these principles, what I'm talking about is in terms of, I mean, you can call them like ethics and morality, but these principles is love, right? These principles are compassion, right? Of selfless giving, right? Of, and a lot of this requires that discipline, like I was telling you about that magnetic bar, where you have to apply your will. There are moments in your life, right? Not everything is just given to you until that becomes natural to you. You have to apply your will to discipline your life and to tailor it in a way that actually allows you more freedom, right? These characters, it's some, there's something called the Dharma, which is the supreme reality, which is just another way of saying this pure consciousness. And this pure consciousness is freedom. That's its true nature, is complete and absolute freedom. And when you're sensitive, when you're aware of different, parts of yourselves and the way that you connect with these different aspects of yourself. Maybe there's a more hateful side of yourself or an angrier side of yourself. Or maybe something's more jealous. Maybe there's something that's more loving, right? All of these things are within us. And when you actually are able to feel them and are aware of them, because even to feel them and be aware of them requires a higher level of consciousness to have that increased awareness. It requires more energy, more consciousness. And so we start to become attuned with, okay, when we engage with this particular emotion, when we exhibit this kind of behavior, or when we're out there, selflessly giving or doing something on behalf of somebody else, when we are thinking of someone else instead of just ourselves, all of these things actually contribute to our sense of happiness, to our sense of peace, to our sense of fulfillment. And it's this fulfillment that comes from consciousness. It's because in those moments we are following those divine principles, and those divine principles is raising our vibration because in that moment we're connecting. And so when we connect in that moment, our vibration raises and we actually experience the freedom that comes from happiness, from good health, from good vitality, right? It reduces our stress levels, and our stress levels affect our entire health. If you look at all the, problems, all the chronic diseases and illnesses that exist today, all of them are really stress related. They all have a root cause of inflammation, and the greatest source of inflammation is stress. It's a state of mind.
Yes, 100%.
And so all of that just shows it is coming from a place of extreme disconnection from this divine presence.
Right. No, very true. Very true. Over 70% of illnesses are caused by stress.
100%, yes.
Yeah. And, it's a great way to be able to bring in love into our lives and just to let go, learning just to let go. I think once individuals learn how, and it's not easy, but once they can just bring love back into their lives, and I think the first step is just letting go of all that negativity, letting go of all the traumas that held you back in life, and just learning to just focus on the presence and to bring love into your life and to focus on all the positive things that are around you and the blessings that we have. Sometimes that can really, really change a person and help a person to really understand and feel and live love in their lives on a 24-hour consistent basis.
I agree. And I also find that when people talk about like bringing love into their life, I also see how that can be very difficult for people because love, when you actually think about it, like how often do you choose who you love?
Right.
How often can you control that love and decide what to love or how to
Right.
love? Love is not something that's even in the control of our minds or our beings. Where does that love come from? How can we find that love? And when you really look at it, all of these things, right? It's our natural state of being. It comes from purity and awareness, purity and consciousness. When
Yes.
all of our past experiences around that diamond, they dissolve away. And that's why these divine blessings, we found they are so powerful, they're so potent when it's coming from someone who's enlightened, who's connected. And I can just share with you like some of the impact that this had on some of our clinical trials.
I'd love it.
Because it really shows you, it's so powerful because it shows you the true nature of divine, that divine is love, that divine is peace, and that all of these things just come. Love comes when you connect with divine.
Yes.
It's the connection, right? When you are coming from that purity and consciousness, that stillness within the mind,
Yes.
right? That love comes on its own.
Very true.
And so some of our clinical trials, like we've done an experiment where we've done four clinical trials, and we've had over, 120 volunteers. And these are double blind, randomized, placebo controlled clinical trials. And they are, using the NIH toolbox. They're using all of the most sophisticated technologies available. We're not just doing psychological parameters, but we're measuring over 130 blood parameters as well, right? So we're measuring empirical data as well as psychological analyses. And this is also done remotely. Some of these experiments, three of them, have been conducted remotely, where, we're located someplace, in the United States, like in Florida, and these divine blessings are being sent to, a group of participants that are living in India. And so some of the results that we found on one particular clinical trial, right, we've measured people who have severe psychological and mental health problems,
Right.
right? Severe, like suicidal tendencies, anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD, and who are also suffering from like financial problems, poor relationships, like just a host, menstrual health problems. And we've seen huge improvements in stress, anxiety, depression, immunity, inflammation, anti-aging, hormonal balance, sleep and fatigue, and energy levels. And some of these results are so unprecedented that even by our conventional therapies, even with biologic therapies, right, where we use, things to even suppress or instigate the immune system to address aggressive cancers and,
Yes.
to deal with autoimmune problems, some of these you can't even replicate by the most conventional methods used today. That's how unprecedented and the true magnitude of our results are.
Yeah.
There are so many, clinical trials out there where there are just slight incremental improvements, and people like to tout and boast about it. But when you're looking at this type of significant data, you have to understand that this is something that is truly unheard of
Right.
scientifically. And so, like we have, for example, to measure like stress, anxiety, and depression, where we have biomarkers and, neurotransmitters and hormones. We have like isoprostane, which is, a biomarker for oxidative damage, a
Right.
biomarker for stressed and oxidized LDL. And we see reductions by 65% and 50%.
Wow.
Right? Which these magnitudes of reductions are so rare because usually even with, trials targeting oxidative damage by the conventional methods used today, we see no more than 10 to 30% improvement.
Wow.
This is 65 and 50%.
Yeah.
Dopamine increased 420%.
Wow.
Norepinephrine 103%. Even where we have like oxytocin increased by, I believe it was 410%. Oxytocin without directly injecting, right? Or targeting, sorry, not even injecting, by administering oxytocin, right? You
Wow.
don't even see increases to that level by 412%.
No.
Insulin, 88% improvement. Estradiol, 38%. That's your menstrual health.
Yes.
You have norepinephrine increased by 103%. I mean, most trials on fatigue don't even report more than 50% improvements in norepinephrine.
Yes, that's true.
You have the clotho protein for anti-aging increased by nearly 700%. And
Right.
usually it's like so incremental, it's almost negligible what we're able to do with the clotho protein. And here we
Right.
see a nearly 700% improvement in clotho.
Wow.
I mean, and you see pro-inflammatory cytokine reductions, right? By reductions up to 95%. And this is where we get into like, what we see in aggressive biologic therapies, which has its huge significant amounts of side effects, a huge amount of problems that can also result when you use these kind of aggressive therapies. And this is done simply through blessing. We are not adding in, a new form of treatment. We're not telling people to change their diet, and they're seeing increased vitamin and mineral absorption, like
Yeah.
increase in vitamin B12 by 20%, vitamin C by, I think, almost 100%, right? We're seeing all these changes that come simply by doing one thing and one thing only, by administering this divine energy, by increasing, raising consciousness. And that's the only change. That's the only difference.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
Wow, that is truly amazing. That is truly amazing. Now, go ahead. You're going to.
I was just going to say, I mean, for me, what really touches my heart about this study is because when you look at all of the results, right, these divine blessings, when they are administered, it's all that, we're doing is truly connecting that person or that individual or this group of people or that plant or that tree or that animal to God. And from that connection, right, from that presence, that connection creates everything. That
Yes.
connection creates all these miracles. But when you really look at what these results are saying,
Yeah.
and I'll cry just talking about it, is it really shows you what divine wants for you.
Yeah.
It shows you the beauty of God and what God is all about. The
Yes.
reduction in stress, anxiety, and depression. God is love. God
Yes.
is peace. The reduction in immunity and inflammation. God is good health. God is wellness. God is prosperity. You saw these women, a lot of women in India. They go through such serious, domestic abuse and violence, and you see just suddenly their husbands are treating them better, they're loving them more. You see, if there's trying to get a divorce, there's just peace and harmony in every moment. And you see this reflected in all of these, scientific empirical parameters too. It's like for the first time ever, we're able to truly show scientifically the power and the intention that God has for us in our own lives.
Yes,
I mean, it's so beautiful, really.
it is.
You see people, a lot of, the people who are the major income earners in India are men because men are the main working class. And so you see a lot of men, they're coming in and they're saying for the first time ever, my income has tripled. And they're
Right.
like, they don't know if they've received a blessing. They don't know what's happened to them. And you have, the placebo people who, you have we have someone who, pretended to be, a sham healer. Or, someone who was administering a divine blessing who was, actually didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And you see, even compared to the placebo results are almost negligible compared to what you see, as opposed to the results of this divine energy, what the divine is capable of doing. So, it's beyond psychology and it's beyond the limits and the capabilities of what science is able to do today.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That is beautiful. If you had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize to the listeners?
I really want to emphasize that the true source of good health, wealth, happiness, everything in our life comes from higher consciousness. Without raising consciousness, right, it doesn't matter what we do, what trick or practice we implement in our lives, we
Right.
have to have that connection first. Then meditation has an impact. Then yoga can do something for you. Then anything else can have an impact. But it isn't until we truly connect first that we're able to reap the benefits of these practices. And I want to leave everybody, like what you see in this clinical trial and these miraculous outcomes is that you truly are not alone. There is something out there taking care of you that wants the
Right.
best for you, that loves you and adores you. And I truly want people to know that from my heart to theirs. And if you don't believe my heart, at least look at the empirical data and know it from that.
Right.
This is a miracle. These miracles do happen, and
Yes.
this is proof of that.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Now tell me about your services and what you offer.
So we do these membership services, right? Where, as I was saying before, it really helps when you have someone who has that established connection, right? Who is, an embodiment of that divine presence, because through their connection, they can also connect you as well. And
Yes.
so that's what we offer in our memberships, where we have these divine blessing memberships, where you can join and you can also, learn more about how you can, develop yourself, how you can follow these divine principles and
Yes.
fundamentals, and then connect and reap the benefits of that connection in your lives. So I have a special offer for you and your listeners where I have a huge discount. So we have these memberships that are of like a $500 value and a $400 value, and we're offering them for only $200 or $150, these remote blessings. So you can truly experience it, because as much as I tell you about it, I really feel like you have to experience it for yourself. And if you want to visit the landing page, read more, see more about the clinical trials and the outcomes, right, you can visit divineconnection.org/offer/Stacy-Chalimi. So that's Stacy-Chalimi, divineconnection.org/offer/Stacy-Chalimi.
And we'll put that in the description box also, so they have that. This has been amazing. I am so glad you came on the show today, and you really have touched my heart. You've really, you know, you're just your spirit just glows, and you can feel it just by your compassion, your love, just when you talk about it. And you know, it you really do have, you know, a special connection, and you can see it when you speak. And I really thank you for coming on the show and sharing all this valuable information and really helping others. Because, you know, one thing that people lack in their lives, a lot of people, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people lack love and happiness in their life. And they walk around with that. You ever see those masks with the emojis? And, you know, this person is smiling, and then the person behind it is not happy. And that, you know, sadly, that's a lot of people. And, you know, to be able to have, you know, a organization where they can go to and they can receive those blessings and get that education and learn how they can connect with the divine and learn how they can bring love and happiness back into their lives and learn how they can receive blessings and the power of blessings is really special. And I really like to thank you for doing all this wonderful work. It is truly unbelievable what you and your organization have accomplished, and I thank you so much for coming on the show and in devoting your life also to helping others. It really is special.
What you said really means so much to me. And I just have to say, you know, once again, I'm so truly touched by your story and what you have done and accomplished in your own life. It is truly a significant feat. And I am so happy that you are doing this and you're sharing your message with everybody in the world and touching people's lives as well. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. And you have a
Absolutely.
great day.
You too.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.